Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. Today we are looking at the issue for the week of April 4th, 2011, covering polymers, with a cover story on the boost for eco-plastics, especially in Europe. Consumers are increasingly seeking sustainable solutions. This will boost demand for biodegradable plastics as long as the compositing infrastructure is in place. Rising interest in biodegradable plastics is good news for the bioplastics sector, but this enthusiasm on the part of both consumers and governments must be accompanied by the installation of adequate composting infrastructures, whether at local, regional, or national level. Establishing the composting infrastructure and waste management system for collecting and separating organic waste is essential for the development of the market for biodegradable plastics. While some European countries have seen advanced infrastructure for organic waste collection, progress is needed in other regions. Other special polymer-based features in the latest issue include my article on polypropylene. It seems this plastics market is being squeezed by rising feedstock costs and buyers looking for substitutions. But despite that, the beleaguered polymer may be down, but it is certainly not out. At an earnings conference in early March, global energy and chemical giant ExxonMobil told financial analysts that demand growth for global commodity chemicals such as polypropylene will be above GDP up to 2015 as new markets are penetrated and there is further material substitution. Also among the articles in the latest issue, there is a report on Dow Chemical's reduction of titanium dioxide, or TiO2, used in paints. The company is reducing its TiO2 by 10 to 20% with a new polymer technology. Then I contributed another article looking at polyester. Both prices and the U.S. outlook are on the rise. Although global dynamics are increasing the price of polyester's various feedstocks, other pressures, most recently and noticeably, the aftermath of Japan's terrible earthquake, these are skewing the market in favor of the U.S. Major feedstocks for polyester include paraxylene, purified terephthalic acid, and monoethylene glycol. And in the past few weeks, several polyester manufacturers have cited the rising costs of feedstocks as an impetus for their own increases. Polymer costs have been increasing globally, but raw material costs in Asia have begun to exceed those in North America. According to some consultants, there is no Asian raw material advantage. Read the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. Also featured is an interview with Peter Huntsman, the CEO of U.S.-based chemical producer Huntsman, as well as a look at the opportunities growing for shale gas. Companies are expected to add incremental ethylene capacity to capitalize on more readily available ethane at relatively low prices. Consultants estimate that 1.2 million metric tons of ethylene production capacity can be added in the U.S. Gulf by 2015 in this way. But this is not a great amount of new capacity. The big plays in shale gas ethane are yet to come. But Chevron Phillips Chemical put its stake in the ground when it said it was carrying out a feasibility study on a world-scale ethane cracker and ethylene derivatives plant project at one of its existing facilities in the U.S. Gulf. The new facility would utilize the advantaged feed sources expected from development of shale gas reserves, the company said. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Pick up an issue today. Thanks for listening and have a good night.